I guess talk about the first segment of the game where you're really moving the ball, but you're only up 3-0.
Yeah, Mike, it's I wish I could tell you more, but it'll be hard until I see the film. It's just frustrating. I think I heard a stat just now that we were, you know, in their territory five times in the first half, and we only had 3 points. And bottom line, that's just unacceptable. That's not capitalizing on the field position. I think we had a chance to definitely get an early jump, you know, with those five possessions in their territory, and we didn't get the job done. You know, and that's very disappointing, and there's no excuse for it. As an offense, if you get that short of a field, you need to finish with touchdowns. You need to put teams away. You need to have that killer instinct, and we didn't have it today.
How tough was it for you this week? You're a smart guy. You knew they were looking at Paxton to see if he was ready, he was going to play. If he wasn't ready, you were going to play. How tough was that for you to get mentally prepared for the game?
You know, Mike, I don't think it's ideal, but bottom line, I've been a backup in this league. I've been a starter in this league. I know how to prepare with no reps, and I know how to prepare with all the reps. So was it ideal? No. But is it an excuse? Absolutely not.
After a turnover in the first half, you're upset, understandably so, trying to get the guys fired up. Is that all you're trying to do there?
Yeah, that's it. You know, there was no finger-pointing. The words that I used weren't directed at anybody specifically. It was trying to ignite the offense. I felt like we were leaving too much out there. Like I just talked about, we had five possessions on their side of the field in the first half, and we have 3 points to show for it. That's just, it's embarrassing. It's unacceptable. That's not high-level National Football League football. And, you know, I'm a very passionate player.